Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Born Abroad Brawl Stars podcast. It is yet another Saturday today, actually. Usually we'll be following the same schedule, just recording on the weekends. Definitely look forward to an episode on the weekends because that's when we're going to be recording. Today we are going to be going over Meg and doing like a deep dive on Meg. And we're also going to be covering some balance changes. And like always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Michael and Andrew.
No. Yay. Woo.
Bye-bye. Andrew.
That was last week, but you know.
Andrew.
Still dope. Hello.
Hey, okay, we got him. Okay. Definitely stay tuned, guys. It's gonna be a pretty banger of an episode. And also we got a lot of Brawl question reviews as well. So we're gonna be reading those live on the show. And we're also gonna be sending a new Brawl question out. So stay tuned, guys. It's gonna be a great episode. All right, guys, so going straight into today's episode, first, we're going to be doing a deep dive onto Meg. So, Andrew, you want to take the start of Meg?
So, new legendary brawler who's called Meg is the third member of Max's and Surge's trio, and she's a smart vending machine repair girl who wants to be a hero like Max and Surge. And although they think she's not ready to fight yet, Meg always joins the battling. And first off, we're going to cover her main attack, normal form, which is called cleanup. It's pretty weak, medium range shot. It shoots two at a time, and it doesn't do that much damage. I'm not sure how much, but not that much.
Yeah, she's kind of like a long range, medium range poker. Yeah, so it's definitely not very good.
And then her super ability normal form, which is called Mega Machina, she calls for her mecha armor. And once she's in her mecha armor, Meg gets two different attacks. So Meg gets what she does in her normal form two times. And also when she shoots more. It's hard to explain, kind of, but...
Yeah, it's kind of like... just think about it as a cold shot with less ammo, but also double. So, like, there are two kind of, like, lasers shooting out of Meg, but there's, like, it looks like cold shots. Just think of it like that.
Yeah, and then, lastly, her mecha suit, her super, actually decays 100 HP per second, so she can't heal. And so once her mecha reaches zero, she goes back to her normal form.
Yeah. So that's basically Meg's normal form, and you'll see why we call it normal form for now. Because Michael, you want to take the next section.
In her super, she literally becomes big. Big. She shoots a lot of bullets, and so she has like 7,000 health, I believe, right? Unless nerfed, I forget.
No, 7,000.
And instead of like her main attack doing only like two bullets or something like that, it's now like two different cannons that shoot four projectiles each. So in total, that's eight. Has eight projectiles, and they do about 300 damage or a little more, and it's just really good.
Yeah, definitely.
And so now instead of her super becoming like stronger or anything, it's now like auto charged, like Geralt's, but like a lot faster. It's just literally just a giant sword that swipes and does damage.
Yeah, so yes. Just to clarify, this is her super in the mecha form. So not only does Meg get one super, which is her mecha, she also gets a secondary super when she's in her mecha form. Yeah. Oh, you want to
take?
You want to
take
the
gadget?
You want to take the gadget? Oh wait, okay. I'll just take the gadget as well. Okay, so Meg's gadget is called Jolting Volts. So basically, what Jolting Volts does is, previously, like a few seconds ago or something like that, Andrew said that Meg cannot heal her mecha armor or her super. But this all changes with her gadget, Jolting Volts. So what Jolting Volts does, it heals the mecha by 450 health per second for 5 seconds. So even though Meg's super decays by 100, now she's gonna heal up for 350 each second. So this just keeps Meg in her mecha suit for a few extra seconds, allowing her to maybe kill an enemy or just stay alive in the storm for like a few more seconds. So yeah, that's her gadget. Any thoughts on that for now, guys?
I mean it's like a old-fashioned gadget. Like, some other brawlers also have Hue gadgets, so this one I guess would just be a good fit for her.
Yeah, definitely. Michael, you have any thoughts?
Yeah, sort of like what Andrew said, but also I feel like it's not gonna be that useful if you're like going, like, you're in a head-to-head situation with a brawler, because like 350 health per second is not that much, unless like it takes them like a full extra hit, which usually it doesn't.
Yeah, definitely.
Also, I'm hoping to add, this gadget can be bad in a way if you use this second star power, which Ethan will be explaining later.
Yeah, so her first star power, which is called Force Field, it basically, her normal form gets a 35% shield for 30 seconds after her mecha suit is destroyed. So basically, once she hops out of her mecha suit, all the health goes away, or like a decays, then she'll pop back out, and then she'll get a 35% shield for 30 seconds. And if you guys listened to the previous episode, Michael kind of speculated about this for Meg getting gadget for a very, very long time. So, yeah, here's to you, Michael. So, yeah.
I'm genius.
Okay, and then I'll just, like, read the second star power as well. So her second star power is called Self-Destruction. So basically, upon expiring, the mecha suit explodes, dealing 1,000 damage to nearby opponents and pushing them away. So yeah, when she hops out of her mecha suit, instead of getting a shield, she'll deal 1,000 damage to anyone who's nearby and knock them away. So yeah, any thoughts on the star powers? Andrew, you kind of want to elaborate on what you meant by it's a little bit not good for her?
Yeah, so for the second star power, which Ethan just explained, Self-Destruction, and it will do 1,000 damage. It's gonna kind of, I'm gonna think it's gonna be like Tick's gadget. It does 1,000 damage and knocks people back. But say you're in Brawl Ball, you have to, they're right at your goal, and you need to knock them back like a BB. You need to maybe like die, but if you use that gadget, you're gonna heal up, which will be kind of bad if you're trying to knock them.
Yeah, definitely.
But I guess, like, you wouldn't do that if you knew that that was going to happen.
Yeah, but, like, yeah, you could but be attacked with someone that Jimmy does.
It is for 5 seconds. So, like, in that 5 seconds is a pretty long time, not going to lie. Like, a Primo could just be, like, jumping in while you use it.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, other than that, I think these star powers are pretty mediocre, unless I'm corrected otherwise. The force field one?
Yeah, I'd like to correct that. I feel like the first star power is going to be really OP, because BB's batting stance star power, I'm pretty sure, is less than that. And for 30 seconds, like, even though she's really squishy, that's still a long time.
Yeah.
And if she can survive that really long, yeah, I feel like that'd be really OP.
And yeah, also, like, correcting myself as well. Now that Michael mentions it, to be fair, like, after 30 seconds, Meg probably has another mecha suit. So,
yeah. That's all I was going to say. Like, sometimes you're going to already have the super in your mecha. Oh, yeah. Actually, there's one thing we didn't go over, I don't think.
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys talk about like the mecha form super?
Oh yeah, we did that. Field of Steel. Oh. It's called a field. Sorry, not. Oh yeah, it is Field of Steel. My bad.
Yeah. But basically, I'm just saying that once you're out of your mecha form, you're most likely gonna have another one, so you can just pop that real quick and you're back into a mecha suit.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, but we'll also cover that later. That she got nerfed recently. But yeah, we'll cover that later.
All right, cool.
Or not, I don't know.
So yeah, that's basically like a quick recap of what Meg is, and just like super quickly, I'll just go over these. They're nothing too special. It's like animated pins, which we were talking about. There's Brawloween, Rosa, Brawlady's pins, Dark Lord Spike, unlock for the skin owners, Lunar New Year pins, and Meg pins are also animated. For Showdown Plus now, you get two trophies for winning and two trophies for killing someone and two trophies for losing. And there's like a skin selector one where you can randomize your skin. And yeah, that's basically it. So guys, any thoughts on this, which I just went over in like 5 seconds?
Just gonna be pretty basic. Yeah, this is more geared towards like people who spend money on the game.
Yeah, definitely.
And content creators. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Though I did try the randomizing skin one, and it's kind of weird. Like, if you have like 3 skins and you randomize it, it doesn't like actually randomize it. Like, you have to select the brawler again, so it's like kind of weird.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird, so I'm not sure exactly how it works right now, but it definitely does randomize. I just don't know how you get it to. Anyways, these are basically what's happening in the update. Right now we are going to be going over the we're going to be going over Meg in all of the game modes pretty briefly. So we'll be back after a short break. All right, guys, and we're back. So in this segment, we're just going to be going over like a deep dive into Meg's best game modes or worst game modes. We're just going to be ranking her in all of the game modes in Brawl Stars. Michael, you want to kick things off? Get us started?
Yeah, so starting off with the first game mode, Gem Grab. I think she's going to be pretty solid at Gym Grab, as long as she can, like, you know, keep a good cycle on her supers and, like, her teammates can keep her alive long enough so that she can get her super. Because she's, like, she can, like, for example, Hard Rock Mine, if she can just get into the enemy's side and just, like, camp there and be really, really annoying, like, that's, like, going to be, like, one of the reasons why she's going to be really strong. Maybe some other maps, not really, but, like, I still think she's probably a solid, like, 7, 8 out of 10 in Gym Grab.
Just one quick side note. Because Minecart Madness is in a lot of competitive, how do you think she's going to do there?
I don't think she could possibly do well. Although there is, like, the setback of, like, Byron not being able to heal her that much.
Yeah.
I feel like range is going to be a big problem for her, because her main attack is really short, and she's probably not going to be able to get to people that really close with her super when she's in her super form.
Yeah. All right. Andrew, do you have any thoughts, or should we move on?
I just think that, say, Minecart Madness, like Michael said, the range is just too short. Byron can't heal, so she's going to be pretty squishy, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, into the next game mode, Brawl Ball. I think she's going to be really strong in this, because Brawl Ball is pretty fast-paced. Most of the maps right now are pretty close range, which means she can just get her 3 shots out and then just absolutely dominate. Like, all you need to do is maybe just, like, max speed or, like, some other sort of, like, good brawler that can, like, score goals or like defend the goal, and she's pretty much literally gonna be broken. Yeah. What do you guys think,
Andrew?
So yeah, she's definitely gonna be good in Brawl Ball, but I have won against her in a couple matches in Brawl Ball, and it just feels like her health goes down a lot.
So she's going to be good, but she's a bit overrated.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, if I
I'll still give her, like, a 7 definitely. Out of 10.
Yeah, you're going to notice a trend here. Meg is just, like, really, really good right now in the meta. So, like, even if, like, Brawl Ball might be her worst game mode, she's still going to be, like, pretty solid. But, yeah, definitely I have beat Meg in Brawl Ball, and, like, she does do pretty well, but it's not as good as you might think it is. So, yeah, we're about to get to Meg's best game mode soon. But, Michael, you want to go into the next game mode?
Her next game mode. We'll be going over is Hot Zone. I honestly think she's going to be pretty mediocre, maybe a little bit on the strong side in Hot Zone. Who knows? It depends on your team comp. Because, like, you can just, if you can chill in the zone or maybe, like, be an aggro brawler in the zone, that'd be really good. And that could help you get a lot more percentage. But there's also the problem if you don't get your super quick enough and then you die off the bat, then you're screwed. And yeah, that's about it. I would give her like a solid 6-7 out of 10 on Hot Zone.
Yeah. Okay, so those are the first three game modes. I just got a Discord DM. My bad. So yeah, these are the first three game modes. Andrew, you want to take the next game modes?
So the next game mode we're going to be covering is Knockout. And Knockout, mainly, some of the maps are open. Some of the maps have some walls. She's going to be pretty good in the walls because she can counter some long range. But she's going to be pretty bad in the open maps. Knockout is usually a thrower combined with long rangers, and she just really won't get anywhere with those long rangers sniping at her.
Yeah, definitely. Honestly, I don't have many feedback to give because that was pretty good breakdown of what Meg is going to be like in Knockout. So yeah, if Michael doesn't have a whole lot to add, then we move on.
I kind of agree with you, because like Piper will absolutely poop on her with Gadget. Literally, if she is ambushed, she gets a max shot. If there's a Jean, all he has to do is just poke him once and then she's dead. And with her super, it's not going to be that viable because Knockout rounds are supposed to be really quick, or at least fast paced. And like after each time, she's going to reset and then she's not going to have super, which means it's not good. So yeah, I think this is going to be one of her worst game modes.
Yeah. All right, Andrew, you want to take the Showdown Collection?
So we're going to talk about Solo Showdown first. And first of all, she's probably going to be a beast, just like Edgar on release. And Edgar is still a beast in Showdown, but she just gets so many power dupes, infinite supers. She's going to be unstoppable with that HP as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
If I could just quickly add on, Meg is going to be pretty good because when she's in her mecha suit, she can't die. So basically, it's just like another bee honey coat or like 8-bit extra life. And the thing is, Meg can cycle that. So, yeah, Michael? Oh.
Yeah, but like, I also have a one because...
Oh, shoot. Anyways, Michael just kind of lagged a bit, so we'll come back to it. But Andrew, you want to do some duo showdown action?
The duo showdown is just gonna be still really good, but two people doing basically double the damage. So she might, if she gets power cubes, maybe from mid, she'll be pretty good. She'll probably win the game, but if she just gets picked off and her teammate gets picked off, then they're probably not going to strive that much. But
yeah. And also, just a quick thing to add, the duo showdown meta is pretty long range. So, like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. That's basically going to be it for Solo Showdown and Duo Showdown, but now I'm going to be taking the next Showdown collection, and that is going to be Showdown Plus. So Showdown Plus is literally just Solo Showdown, but with extra added trophies. So we're just going to be going over what Michael wanted to say before he cut out. You're muted. Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Am I good?
Yeah, you're good.
Yay. Wouldn't be a podcast without lag. Anyways, as I was trying to say before, there's just one thing that Meg won't really be good in Showdown, but like it's kind of solved in Duo Showdown, is her getting boxes, because she does less damage than Poco, which, if you think about it, is pretty sad. And also, like, if she gets ambushed before she gets super, she's also kind of screwed. And that's why, like, in Duo Showdown, it's a lot easier, because, you know, you got a teammate. Mm-hmm. Live. Yay.
Definitely. But yeah, I've definitely seen a lot of teaming in Showdown, so you get your, like, super really quick. But yeah, Michael's argument is definitely true. Like, if you get ambushed or, like, someone doesn't want to team with you, then you're pretty much screwed. So yeah. So yeah, basically that's the Showdown collection for Meg. Meg is going to be pretty strong in the Showdown collection, so I'd rate her like 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, pretty good. Maybe even 9 out of 10. So yeah, moving on, next game mode we have is Siege. So in Siege, Meg is actually going to be pretty decent, despite all the, like, controversy, because the first thing is that she can defend against the bot really, really well. When she does her super, she can literally just tank a whole bunch of hits from the mecha bot, which is really, really helpful on defense, especially when you have like a Lu with you, then that bot isn't even gonna get past halfway. So yeah, she's definitely gonna be a great defender in Siege. On top of that, she's also pretty good on offense as well. As Kairos Time said, in his Brawl Olympics, he did like Meg did like 16% of damage onto the Ike bot. So yeah, pretty good in Siege. What do you guys think?
Yeah, she's gonna be definitely solid, as you said. She can take a lot of shots with that. And yeah, I mean, I'm definitely gonna see her in meta. She's a pretty good lane as well.
Yeah.
Michael. Yeah, I also agree, because like, as long as she gets super, she's literally fine, you know, with respawns. And I don't know. I haven't really checked the map pools, but like, I'm pretty sure they're all pretty good for Meg.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Or like, at least good for poking.
All right, cool. So I'd give Meg like 8.5 out of 10. Pretty respectable for Siege. So yeah, moving on to the last and game mode in Brawl Stars right now, we have Heist. So Meg and Heist, I don't think Meg's gonna
We forgot Bounty.
Oh, we did forget Bounty. All right.
Poor Bounty.
Poor Bounty gets neglected. All right, well, I'm gonna go over it real quick. Meg's not gonna be good in Bounty. It's just too long range for her. Yeah, guys, any quick thoughts?
Oh, well, yeah. Long range.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have like a really good team comp, you're probably gonna struggle really hard, because mm-hmm. she's really squishy.
Yeah, like, what's good about Stu is you can like get up close, but like with Meg, you can't really do that. So Bounty is just not gonna be very good for Meg. So yeah, anyways, moving on to Heist now, take two. So for Heist, I don't think Meg's gonna be that great. Like, her damage output is definitely decent. It's gonna be decent, but once she gets out of her mecha suit and she gets caught in her regular form, she's gonna be so trash. So yeah, and the only real good use I can think of her is as a defender, but as of now, we already have like a lot of good defenders, like Rico, we have BB, we have Jesse. So yeah, guys, what do you think about this?
Yeah, I think she's gonna be pretty bad, because in the competitive meta, which is not basically none of us, Heist is mainly just like chill back, you know, get a few percent, and then just hold your lane. And Meg's just an aggro brawler. She's not gonna be able to deal well with that, so I don't think anybody's ever gonna choose her in Heist because of that reason.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe with the new map, but no one knows.
Yeah, Andrew, what about you?
I mean, yeah, there's better defense in Meg. Like Michael said, Jesse's really solid with that turn.
Yeah.
And like Bell and like Piper.
Mm-hmm. Brock as well. Not gonna lie, he's pretty underrated. So yeah, that's all the game modes. Honestly, Bell's gonna be pretty solid in the meta. Definitely a top 10 brawler. Maybe
Did you say Bell?
Sorry, Meg is definitely gonna be a top 10 brawler, maybe even top 5. So yeah, she's gonna be very, very strong. But yeah, the reason why she's prevented from becoming strong is because of a recent nerf. But we're gonna be going over that right after the brawl question. So yeah, guys, stay tuned for the next segment. We're gonna be reading your replies on the show right now. All right, guys, we're going to hop straight into the brawl question. So last week's brawl question was, what is the highest you have ever pushed a brawler? So first response comes from Jorgis22, and his response is rank 25 Leon. So yeah, definitely congrats on the rank 25 Leon. And you'll notice that these answers are a little short. They're like three words, maybe two words. Definitely not very long, but yeah, if you guys have a response, definitely shout up. Give us a response. So the next response is coming from Lemon Demon. I so badly want to say Lemon Demon, but that's not how you say it. So Lemon Demon. He says,
disappointed.
He says, rank 23, Bo. So yeah, definitely congrats on rank 23, Bo. It's not very impressive, but you know.
Wow, you've been downplaying our fans. Wow. Oh, people listen to your play. Podcast every day.
Anyways,
like, what if you just started, man?
I'm anyways, hopeful. Lemon Demon, definitely congrats on rank 23, Bo. It's definitely very impressive. so yeah. Next response comes from. Why are you guys laughing? Anyways, next response comes from Flame Zero, and he says 750 Primo, which is also rank 25 Primo. So yeah, definitely pretty impressive. Primo is also a pretty hard brawler to push, especially if you did it pre-buff, which would be even more impressive. So yeah, definitely congrats on 750 Primo. So next response comes from I am Zuhair God. So Zuhair says, I have 750 Edgar and 750 Primo. And he says, hehe. So yeah, definitely very nice flex, two rank 25s. Very, very impressive. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll be going over the next four people. First one for me is from Lucky Player. He said he's got rank 25 Tar and rank 26 Primo. And that's pretty impressive. That's pretty nice. Rank 25s are always great, and pushing to rank 26 is just a good bonus too. So nice. And the next one is from NTD, not today. He said he got 1,030 Leon on an account that I lost, which some people might not believe, but wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, I have one thing to add, just real quick. Well, not today. He was in our last podcast in the brawl question, so shout out to him for staying in and bringing something up. Yeah. And as a 40K, I'm sad because I don't got no time to push to 1K. So nice.
Yeah.
Anyways, next person.
Michael, one sec. Before we do that, I'm just gonna take a quick break for like 1 second, and then we'll come back in like 2 seconds. All right, guys. Quick. Now we go back to the brawl question, and one thing to add for NTD. Definitely very congratulations on the 130 Leon. You guys might not believe him, but definitely he did get it because he was sharing accounts with someone, and definitely don't do that. But yeah, he learned his lesson, but definitely don't share your account. But he lost that one with 130 Leon, but it's definitely real. So yeah, Michael, you want to move on to the next response?
Nice. Anyways, we got our next person. His name's Alto Mixix, and he says Penny. Nice. Actually, though, he only said Penny. I'm not joking. So my last person is Steve. He says a Primo. Don't know what that means. He says 800 is my highest. I know that's bad for 31K players. Honestly, though,
it's not that bad.
Poo-poo, and he only has 850, and he's 30K, so.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. As long as you think it's good, it's really not that bad, Steve. Yeah.
I mean, he thinks it's bad, so I don't know.
It's not that bad, not gonna lie. All right, and okay. You want to take the next last couple of responses?
So, the response from the Shroud Aang, and he actually got 987 primos, so I'm good.
Andrew, what would you call him?
Oh my god.
It's straw hat.
Straw hat.
Straw hat. Straw what? Oh my god.
It's straw hat. It clearly says straw hat. What is straw what?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
That's a disgrace. So don't say it.
Anyways.
So you got 987 primo, which is almost like 30 actually, but that's actually good.
Go back to this guy. Two more wins and he would have been 999.
Yeah, true. All right.
Then our next response is from player C1234, and he got rank 20. He got Edgar 750, which is rank 25, and he said it took a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry for your pain. Go get a nice pen. I'm just kidding.
Go. All right. Yeah, definitely.
School nurse. Ice pack.
You're like dying, and then it's yes. Like ice pack.
I broke my arm. Ice pack.
I broke my head. Ice pack.
Geniuses. Okay, go, Andrew. All right. Next one we got from Star, and he said he got Carl at 900 before he got Omega nerfed. Even then, it was very hard. So Carl was actually really good. Probably. Before top 3 brawler for sure. He was in like every map basically. Pretty sure before knockout came, so
I think he might be talking about like when he got that speed like thing.
Either way, Carl got like buffed really hard and then nerfed really hard, so it really could be anywhere.
Might have been flying hook time.
Yeah. Honestly it could have been both. Anyways.
Yeah, who knows?
Our last one is from Titans Kelpto, and he got Lepto. Where do you see Kelpto?
Lepto.
Anyways,
he got Mortis around 800 or something. So not bad. Ring 26, pretty good actually.
Yeah.
Andrew sucks, so you can't say nothing.
Okay. Yeah, so that's all the responses we have for the Brawl question. Thank you all for responding to the Brawl question. We really, really appreciate it. This week's Brawl question is there a Brawler that you thought was really overrated on release? This could be like an assortment of different Brawlers. I'm going to go first for my answer. And my answer for this Brawl question is going to be Squeak. I know I took a lot of your answers, but you can say it again. Honestly, you can say Squeak and then like why as well.
Everyone thought.
Yeah. Anyways, everyone thought Squeak was going to be so overpowered because he had that area control and everything. But then when he actually came out, he was pretty trash. So my answer is Squeak. What about you, Michael?
Sucks. I'm just kidding. Rosa was OP under these. That's not fun.
Yeah.
I would say, honestly though, Rick, you took Squeak. Squeak was just the best.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go on, Andrew.
Colette, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, no, Colette was so overrated. Everyone thought she was going to be so bad, but then they realized she was.
Oh yeah.
She was dodgy.
Here, I can change the question too. It could be overrated or underrated.
Slash underrated.
Yeah, overrated or underrated.
Wait, she could even kill a tick when she was released.
Yeah.
Exactly. You got like
okay,
she was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Wait, no, never mind. Yeah, underrated bro, definitely. Actually, I don't know. I never thought about this question. Nobody knows.
Honestly though, like an underrated brawler. That like came out on release. I mean, there is actually a lot of brawlers that just like flew under the radar. I feel like
Ash was also a bit underrated.
Oh, yeah.
When he came out, because people didn't know that he was good with Byron.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that's our new brawl question. What is the brawler that you think was underrated or overrated on release / launch? So, yeah, if you have an answer to the brawl question, you can send us an email to borntobrawl101@gmail.com. That is BORNTOBRAWL101 @gmail.com. Or you can join our Discord server, which is in the show notes for the episode. It's in the show description. And if you want to send us a response there, that would be outstanding as well. So yeah, that's our brawl question segment. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. We'll be going over some balance changes next. All right, guys, so we're hopping right into the balance changes. So we're a little tight on time here. So yeah, if you guys want to like send us an email to like say what you want to think about the balance changes, definitely do that. So yeah, don't be shy. Send us an email. We're just going to be quickly going over it because it's kind of time crunch. So yeah, you want to do the buffs first?
That's your cue, Andrew.
Yeah, that's your cue.
So first buff, Sprock gets, at the end of the attack, he explodes and it's getting buffed by 50%. So that's pretty big.
Big boy.
It's just like Brock. It's just like, yeah. Brock, more like Wizard. Yeah, Clash Royale, Clash of Clans reference. Anyways.
Such funny.
Anyways,
Jesse nerfs.
No, do the other buff for Jackie.
Yeah. So the other Jackie is actually pretty big every time. So before, when you super Jackie, she couldn't move, but now you can move and super at the same time. She can also
no delay.
She can also move and attack. Yeah, there's no delay on the super. That's the big part. She can also move and attack earlier after activating her super. So once you pull your main, you can attack a lot faster.
Yeah. All right.
Getting to the nurse quickly. To compensate for the big buff, Brock's getting his damage reduced from 1220. This is at power 1 to 1160. So at max, that's 1708 to 1624. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. And Brock's second gadget, Rocket Fuel, which was like the super big rocket. There's now no extra damage. It's just 1624 now because it was really annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And his main attack, his range is getting decreased to because you know the explosion is gonna kind of like make it 30, like the original range.
Yeah, definitely.
And the next nerf is going to Belle. Once again, this is at power 1. They're reducing her main attack damage from 1100 to 1040. So at max, that's 1540 to 1540 to 1456. So that's like two max bow shots. And they also reduce the main attack bumped damage from 550 to 520. So basically, it was like half of the main attack, and so now it's 728 instead of 770.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, those are the buffs and nerfs, but we have one more rework to Carl's first gadget. So if you guys don't know what this is, it's basically a heat ejector. So basically, once Carl activates it, he drops like hot coals out of the back of his like cart thing. And now they changed it so that heat ejector now the fire now follows the main attack. So like Carl's pickaxe rather than the little like cart thing that Carl is in. So yeah, this is just going to be a lot more versatile. Maybe people will actually start playing this, but I doubt it because flying hook is just still so much better. Yeah. That's gonna be the changes, and now we have basically some new balance changes that we got like a few days ago, actually, 3 days ago, just like emergency nerfs to two brawlers specifically. So we have Jackie and Meg. So the first emergency nerf comes to Jackie, and the health is decreased from 5,000 to 4,600. So I'm pretty sure that's from 7,000 to, I think, 6,440. That's a huge decrease. And I really don't know why Supercell did this. It was definitely not needed. Come on, just let Jackie be good for like 5 seconds.
I think it was needed because Jackie's so strong right now. Because she was like really able to like tank a lot and just run up and use super.
Yeah.
And that was like really hard. So I think the nerf was needed. Maybe not that much, but like, you know, at least a nerf.
Yeah, they should have at least done it only by like 200. Like just let Jackie live. Just let Jackie live, man. Anyways, there's two more nerfs coming to Jackie. And her damage is getting decreased from 1280 to 1160. Well, Michael, I think he covered that. But
no.
If he didn't, then yeah, there's a damage decrease. Not needed, especially when they just nerf the health. Or just like nerf the damage, don't nerf the health. Just like nerf one.
I think they did this because like you can just rush in and do a lot of damage, and now it takes a bit more shots to hit to kill some people.
Yeah, and the last one is not a nerf; it's a buff. My bad.
I said
two nerfs. This one's actually a buff. I read it wrong. And it's coming to Hardy Hardhat. And reduced damage has been increased from 10% to 15%. So this is just gonna make Hardy Hardhat a little more viable since Counter Crush was like the go-to star power. Like, you literally had to run it because Hardy Hardhat literally did nothing for you. So, yeah, this might see Hardy Hardhat some more play. So, yeah, that's Jackie balance changes. Pretty not needed, honestly. Like, they could have just nerfed Jackie once, and it could have been good. So, yeah. The next one comes to Meg. And as I said, Meg was really, really broken in all the game modes that we just covered. If you don't remember, then you have really short-term memory. But anyways, Meg...
Wow, Ethan. Once again, insulting our fans.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, I'm sorry if you're offended. I'm sorry about
yes,
that.
Yes, because I'm a fan of this podcast.
Me too.
I'm going to unsub.
Oh. Okay, anyways, Meg... Her nerf coming to Meg is... Super is lost if Meg is defeated while activating it. So yeah, basically I think what this means is when Meg activates her super, she does like this little animation thing, like when she charges up into her mecha suit. But like when she dies, when she's doing that little animation charge, she just dies. Like she doesn't get the super. And then another nerf coming to Meg is ammo reduced to zero after the mecha is destroyed. Previously, Meg reloads all ammo, which I don't even know what Supercell is thinking for that one. But now the ammo is reduced to zero after the mecha is destroyed. And lastly, health points start regenerating slower after exiting the mecha. So before it was just a normal rate, now it's going to be a lot slower.
So, I'm alive. This is giving me extra life flashbacks.
This is. Next thing you know, it's just going to be like, if Meg dies in the mecha suit, she just dies.
Honestly, though, that's actually what should happen.
Yeah, but that's kind of dumb. Or at least...
No.
It should be like, Meg gets less health on her mecha suit. Because, like, it's kind of like one of her core mechanics, you know?
I guess. Well,
it's kind of like changing Stu from, like, one-shot super to, like, two-shot super. So, like, yeah. Anyways, so yeah, definitely that is the end of the Born to Brawl Brawl Stars podcast. Today we had a pretty long one, almost 40 minutes now. So yeah, definitely if you guys listen all the way to the end, thank you so much for listening. And yeah, that's it for this week's podcast. So yeah, we'll see you guys hopefully next week. And remember, you are all Born to Brawl. See you guys later.